It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, consumers today have a whole lot of streaming services to sort through when they cut the cord from cable TV. A technology reporter helps us figure out what we need to watch what we want. First, victims of domestic abuse or gang violence in other countries will now have a harder time applying for asylum in the United States. Attorney General Jeff Sessions unveiled new limitations on asylum seekers yesterday. He said that victims of personal crimes do not qualify as members of particular social groups that are eligible for asylum, those based on race, religion, nationality, or political opinion. Sessions said Obama-era policies have created powerful incentives for people to come to the U.S. illegally and claim a fear of return.
The asylum system is being abused to the detriment of the rule of law, sound public policy, public safety even, and to the detriment of people with just claims to asylum.
Immigrants' rights groups quickly condemned the ruling, saying it could put tens of thousands of people in increased risk of abuse or death. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi called the change heartless and inhumane. Rick Sue is a professor of law at the University at Buffalo. He's an expert in immigration law and policy and teaches a class on refugee and asylum law. Rick, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
What is your reaction to the Attorney General's announcement limiting who's eligible for asylum?
So on the one hand, it's disturbing, but on the other hand, not unexpected. In some ways, this has been an issue that's been brewing for a long time. And given the signs that Jeff Sessions has been laying out, I think this particular opinion itself was expected.
What changes after this announcement?
So the big thing that changes, at least most directly, is with regard to domestic violence. So this case is directly on whether or not domestic violence would constitute a ground for asylum in this particular country under U.S. law. But a bigger issue, actually, is about whether or not private criminal activity or activity in which there is a non-governmental actor like gang violence, but nonetheless is in a country which is unable or unwilling to patrol these particular type of activities would be grounds. And this, of course, would be broader than domestic violence. It would include a lot of other situations, many of which we're seeing today.
Right. The Attorney General is going toward a definition of asylum, which is a long-running tradition, saying that this is about somebody fleeing some form of government or public oppression based on what category they're in. Is that a valid summary of his argument?
Yeah, it is. And I think it goes back to a long-running debate in asylum law about where do we consider, you know, certainly when the government itself is doing some sort of activity or society itself is persecuting a group, that falls within the grounds. The problem is if it's the government or society is condoning or allowing something to happen, there's some sort of culture in a particular community or some sort of unstated policy of the government, would that be covered? And that seems to be the running debate for a while. And this clearly comes out in the terms of we want very explicit government action, or at least government inability or unwillingness to control a particular activity, as opposed to just sort of an institutional, structural, or societal tolerance of a particular activity.
So in the case under the Obama administration that allowed domestic violence as a valid claim of asylum, and in this case that Attorney General Sessions is overturning, the case seems to be a woman in a relationship, in a marriage, was subject to long-term domestic violence, and the government was unwilling, unable to protect her. Police visits in some of these cases, but no change in the domestic violence situation. That was at the core of both of these cases, right?
That is, and this has actually been going along way before the Obama administration. There was a earlier case, which Jeff Sessions also talks about. So this has been going on since the Clinton administration, and this has been a thorny issue. And it really comes down actually to this broader topic, which actually is very relevant today, about whether or not gender and sex by itself would be something considered as a protected ground. We certainly know that there is discrimination and sometimes persecution on the basis of gender and sex. But of course, it's such a big category. So in some ways, this is the underlying question, is are we going to recognize, especially when a government or more specifically a society tolerates a particular type of activity against women in particular, whether or not that would be treated as the ground for asylum or not.
The Attorney General further seems to be suggesting that people are, whether they have a valid claim that they're subject to domestic violence or gang violence, when they come in seeking asylum, they throw that out there. And he says, in effect, They're gumming up the system by making this claim they're entering into a hearing process, able to stay in this country. Is there anything to that?
Well, I think there definitely is all these things are sort of connected with this sort of Jeff Sessions and President Trump's no-tolerance policy, right? The idea that there are too many individuals trying to use the law to gain admission to the United States. So certainly there is an instrumental aspect to this. I think there is a sense that if we eliminate all these claims, that it would streamline the process and less individuals will have the opportunity to stay here. The deeper question, of course, is, of course, we can eliminate all sorts of claims. The deeper question is whether or not eliminating these particular claims is following or against either the letter or the spirit of the law. Now, of course, Jeff Sessions is arguing here that this was not what was authorized by Congress or our international obligations. But I think that is the bigger question underlying it, is that does our sort of domestic concerns about numbers or individuals that are seeking to come to the country affect our international and domestic obligations to provide asylum to those who are at risk?
Talking to Rick Hsu, professor of law at the University at Buffalo, looking at Attorney General Jeff Sessions' announcement saying that domestic violence and gang violence, for the most part, won't be viewed now as a valid claim of asylum in the United States. Rick, a lot of my questions so far have been more in the abstract. What are the practical consequences of this? You said off the bat this is a disturbing change. What is this going to mean for women seeking asylum?
Well, for women seeking asylum, it would mean that the practice since 2014 of alleging either domestic violence or some sort of ground that's based primarily on their gender, that they're being specifically targeted because of the gender or sex, and how that affects different relationships, whether they're married or oftentimes in the case of gang violence, they're targeted by a specific gang member who may be seeking their affection or whatnot. It makes all those claims much more difficult. It seems to be that the consequence would be that the group that they would have to define, which is the particular social group, which is what Congress designated as being able to seek protection, would have to be defined a lot more narrowly and very specifically, and in a way that would be distinct from what they are being targeted for and targeted by. So that would raise some particular difficulties there. The second biggest consequence, I think, out of this is I think Jeff Sessions is specifically saying that a lot more evidence would have to be demonstrated or shown in order to prove each of the particular elements. And there are many. But in this particular case, when he assessed the lower court, the BIA opinion, he seemed to suggest there that not sufficient evidence was presented and that the BIA was wrong to essentially overrule even a lower court, the immigration judge, in saying that the evidence was sufficient.
Is this likely to have the practical effect that some women who are suffering long-term domestic violence will be sent back to that situation?
Almost certainly, I think, in this book. I think the risk is definitely very high, although Jeff Sessions leaves out the possibility that a legitimate claim on domestic violence can be made. I think this opinion should be read as a categorical sort of rejection on domestic violence claims or claims based very specifically on a gender persecution in a particular country that may have issues with gender inequality or discrimination.
I guess I want to take this to a fundamental point of asylum law. Why do we have this process of asylum outside of the legal sense? Is there a moral case for how we use asylum law and who we apply it to?
Yeah, there is definitely a moral case. And we have to remember that the asylum, both the international obligation and the particular U.S. asylum statute, really came out of World War II. And the Holocaust, I think, was a big in people's minds when this entire system was developed, and including many countries, including the United States, who turned away individuals that were fleeing early persecution that then became the Holocaust, and then seeing the outcome out of that. So out of that, there was, I think, a strong both humanitarian sensitivity, but also in some ways an international relations sensitivity, that if a country persecutes its own citizens or if a country does not protect its own citizens, right, the idea that a citizen deserves the protection of their country, that is both not only a humanitarian concern, but a problem for our international system. And that, I think, persisted for a long time. But I think with all things related to immigration, as time goes on and domestic opposition arises, the fundamental perception of the protections and the statute starts changing. Immigration advocates and scholars sort of observe that it used to be the case that asylum was one of the sort of categories in the immigration system that would usually be seen as sympathetic. But it seems like in recent years that trend has switched, that the general perception among the public about asylees is certainly not as sympathetic as it was before.
Is there a case to be made that, okay, maybe the United States should be applying diplomatic and moral persuasion to these countries to say, you need to deal with domestic violence in a different way? That would be maybe a more effective use of U.S. policy than asylum as a first resort.
Yeah, and I think that's definitely the case, and it's always been imagined in some ways that both granting individual asylum cases and then, of course, in the international community, exerting some sort of pressure or maybe some sort of persuasion to get countries to not persecute or to change their sort of culture or perception to certain minority groups would be important. But I think in recent years, asylum has in the past been connected to sort of State Department activities and international relations. But I would say that in recent decades, that link has also been severed, that it's been seen as more as a domestic immigration concern. And although there are statements oftentimes of, well, it's better that they stay there and we provide some sort of support, it seems like the second part of that has really not come up much. And, of course, we're seeing most of the issues in Central America, and really in three countries in particular. And although there's a lot of concerns about them coming, there doesn't seem to be a lot of engagement with those particular countries and the level of violence and the culture there.
Rick, thanks for joining us today.
No problem.
Rick Hsu is a professor of law at the University at Buffalo. He's an expert in immigration law and policy and teaches a class on refugee and asylum law. We talked with him about Attorney General Jeff Sessions' decision to block asylum for most victims of domestic abuse and gang violence.